From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. In a wide-ranging speech at a White House-sponsored anti-terrorism summit in Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama vowed a relentless fight against the Islamic State and other terrorist groups. He rejected the idea that mostly Christian and Jewish Western nations are waging a war on Muslims. "The notion that the West is at war with Islam is an ugly lie," he said. Mr. Obama said the world's governments and cultures must look to end sectarian conflicts, including Sunnis against Shiites in the Muslim world. He said young people across the world are taught to hate and that we, as adults, teach them. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the violent actions of the Islamic State and Boko Haram a grave threat to international peace and security, but he said governments around the world are often to blame for fostering the appeal of the terrorist groups to the downtrodden. New fighting broke out in eastern Ukraine Thursday, even as pro-Russian separatists celebrated in the streets of rail hub Debaltseve, they captured from Kiev's forces the day before. The leaders of Ukraine, Germany, France, and Russia renewed their support for the crumbling ceasefire they negotiated a week ago, but shelling could be heard in parts of the embattled region. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called for international peacekeepers in eastern Ukraine. But the rebels and Moscow rejected his proposal and said it would violate the terms of the truce agreed to in Minsk, the capital of Belarus. Mr. Poroshenko said the rebel takeover of Debaltseve was a violation of the ceasefire. This is VOA News. Britain on Thursday rejected sending international forces to Libya and lifting an arms embargo on the North African nation a day after an emergency United Nations Security Council session on escalating violence in the country. Speaking during an official visit to Algeria, British Foreign Minister Philip Hammond called for a political solution to the neighboring Libya, where militants claiming allegiance to the Islamic State group publicized the killings of 21 Egyptians earlier this week. Cairo appealed for foreign intervention after its own air raid Monday on militant targets there. UN mediation has failed to negotiate peace between militias and two parallel governments, which have left the country in a persistent state of instability following the 2011 ouster of leader Muammar Gaddafi. Afghanistan's Taliban is denying media reports that the group is planning to hold peace talks with the U.S. representatives in Qatar as early as Thursday. Spokesman for the Islamist insurgency contacted VOA by phone to say that the media reports are fabricated and not true. U.S. officials have not commented on the reports. Reuters news agency quoted sources within the Taliban that the militant group is planning to hold talks with U.S. officials in Qatar Thursday. Nigeria's military says it carried out airstrikes Thursday that struck Boko Haram bases in the northeast and killed a large number of militants. The military says in a statement that the Nigerian Air Force targeted Boko Haram training camps and weapons dumps in the Sambisa Forest and the town of Gwoza, two Boko Haram strongholds. It says that after the strikes, many militants are fleeing their bases. There has been no independent confirmation of the military's claims. Sambisa is where Boko Haram took more than 200 schoolgirls after kidnapping them from the village of Chibok in April 2014. Britain has called Russia a threat to the Baltic states that are now part of NATO. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon said Thursday that Russia poses a real and present danger to European security and could try to destabilize the Baltic states. Fallon said that tensions between Moscow and NATO were warming up and NATO must be prepared to repel any aggression that threatens Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Germany rejected debt-ridden Greece's bid Thursday for a six-month extension of its bailout, but Athens later said the new leftist premier, Alexis Tsipras, had a constructive phone call with German Chancellor Angela Merkel about the financial crisis. The Greek and German leaders talked for about 50 minutes. While Athens said there was a positive climate during the conversation, Berlin only confirmed the call had occurred.
That's the latest world news from VOA.